For those of you that have been following the podcast, you may recall not too long ago, I talked about 5-5-5 or the quarterly meetings. One of those fives is talking with a person in our team about how they are measuring up to the five core values that we've identified in our Vision Traction Organizer as core values that anyone working for the company should have. You may recall last episode, I talked about GWC. Does someone get it? Do they want it? Do they have the capacity to do it? Can they really fill a position in the accountability chart and not be set up to fail? One of the things I mentioned in that episode was that I train recruiters when they're looking at a candidate to ask questions that lets us know if a particular candidate meets the five core values. Because if they don't, we shouldn't even spend a lot of time. We don't need to go further in the process. There is a tool in EOS called the People Analyzer to help with this. It's a very simple tool. In our columns, first column is going to be our name, the name of the person. And this is, again, going back to those quarterly meetings. We have all of our people listed there. And then the next columns are our five different core values. And for each person, then, we go to each core value and we put a plus. They totally 100% fit that core value. They live it. They're part of it. We put a minus. They are not part of that core value. They don't really fit that requirement. Or if it's kind of iffy, sometimes yes, sometimes no, we're not totally sure, we put a plus minus. And at the end of the day, we want to add those up. And if we are getting minuses, then we need to reconsider either the person being with the company, or in the case of the hiring side, I use the People Analyzer where I list the candidates for a position on the accountability chart. And for each of those people, we do the same exercise. So it's very similar to our 5-5-5 or our quarterly conversations. And at the end of the day, we would like to see all pluses for everybody, whether they're an employee, or whether they're a candidate. If I talk to a candidate who has great skills, they may be the best in their field, but they don't fit our core values. We're putting minuses in there. Don't hire them. They're going to fail. They're not going to fit in. They're not going to work. It just won't work out. We need people that at least meet our core values. And that doesn't mean that everyone is not different. We're not trying to find the exact same personality types. That's a different discussion. We want a mix of culture. We want diversity, right? We want equity and inclusion. I'm an advocate for DEI. But we also need people who meet certain fundamental values that our company needs to be successful. And the People Analyzer is a way to do that. Now, for extra credit today, if you watch this video, if you know where this t-shirt comes from, you can get extra credit. Right? If you know what the answer to life, the universe, and everything is, and where that comes from, let me know.